I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We
can bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again this evening that you can give us another time to approach into your presence. Lord, Heavenly Father, you know how we so much depend upon you. Lord, Heavenly Father, if we gather here and you are not with us, our gathering is in vain. If we come to worship and Lord, you are not here to receive the worship, it means our worshiping is in vain again. Lord, we pray knowing, Lord, Heavenly Father, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in our midst. And Lord, we are gathered in your name. So we believe you are in our midst. I pray, dear Father, may you then come and take over, Lord, Heavenly Father, the preaching of the word of God, the receiving of the same, that, oh God, at the end of the service, when we go back to our various homes, we want to be better than we are now. We pray, Lord, Heavenly Father, we want to rebuke every demon spirit that may want to lift itself above the word of God. Lord, Heavenly Father, we put them under our feet because we are the royal seed. We are the seed of Abraham, and such is our promise. We pray, Lord, Heavenly Father, may you come, Lord, and take over. Heavenly Father, we want to see Jesus and him crucified. How we want to pray, asking for forgiveness for whatever we may have done which did not please you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray, may you come down, look at us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, Heavenly Father, that's the only blood that we can find favor, Lord, from you. And we pray, may you help us even from now going on, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We want to greet you once again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank God for another opportunity to come to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Been asked just to come and help again. So we believe the Lord will help us. We can open our Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter
32.
I trust we will not take much of your time here. Genesis 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him.
Zvino Jakobho wakaenda nenzira yake, vatumwa vaMwari ndokusangana naye.
And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim.
Wakati achivaona Jakobho akati, "Iwo ndo yaMwari," akatumidza nzvimbo iyo zita rinonzi Mahanaimi.
And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, and to the land of Seir, the country of Edom.
Zvino Jakobho wakatuma nhume pamberi pake kuna Esau mukuru wake, kunyika yeSeiri munyika yeEdomi.
And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob said, thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now."
Akavaraira akati, "Taurai na shewangu Esau muti, zvanzi nomuranda wenyu Jakobho, ndakanga ndiri mutorwa kuna Rabani, ndikagarako kusvikira zvino.
And I have oxen and asses, flocks, and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight."
ndine ngombe nembongoro namakwai navaranda navarandakadzi. Ndatuma vanhu kuzoudza ishe wangu izvezvi kuti ndiwane nyasha pamberi penyu.
And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him."
Nume dzikadzokera kuna Jacobo dzikati, "Takandosvika kumukoma wenyu Esau, na iyewo unouya kunosangana nemi ana varume vana mazana mana."
And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands.
Jacobo akatya kwazvo, akatambudzika, akaparadzanisa vanhu vaakanga anavo, namakwai nengombe namakamera, akaita mapoka maviri.
And said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape."
Akati kana Esau akasvika nerimwe boka akasvika kune rimwe boka akariparadza, boka rakasara ringatiza.
And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will do well with thee."
Zvino Jacobo akati, "Imi Mwari baba vangu, wababa vangu Abrahama, na Mwari wababa vangu Isaka, imi Jehovah, ndimi makati kwandiri, dzokera kunyika yako, nokuhama dzako, ndigokuitira zvakanaka.
I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands."
Handina kufanirwa nenyasha dzenyu dzose nokutendeka kwenyu kwose kwamakaitira muranda wenyu. Nokuti ndakayambuka Jorodhani urwu netsvimbo yangu yoga, zvino ndava mapoka maviri.
Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children.
Dondirwira iwo paruoko rwomukuru wangu naparuoko rwaEsau, nokuti ndinomutya kuti uchauya akandiparadza ini namai pamwe chete navana.
And thou saidest, "I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude."
Ndimi makati, "Zvirokwazvo ndichakuitira zvakanaka, ndichaitavo rudzi rwako sejecha regungwa, risingagoni kuverengwa nokuwanda kwaro."
And he lodged there that same night, and he took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother.
Akavatapo usiku uwo akatora zvimwe kune zvaakanga anazvo kuti chive chipo kuna Esau mukuru wake.
200 she goats and 20 he goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams.
Zvaiti nhunzi dzembudzi dzina mazana maviri, nenhongo dzina makumi maviri, namatunzi amakwai ana mazana maviri, namakondobwe ana makumi maviri.
30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she asses and 10 foals.
Namakamera anokamwa ana makumi matatu nemhuri dzawo, nemhou dzengombe dzina makumi mana, ne hando dzengombe dzine gumi, namakadzi embongoro ana makumi maviri nemhuru dzine gumi.
Ishe waropafadze kuringwa kweshoko rao. I think tinogona kugara pasi tichipedzisa takagara.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word as we take our seats and continue while we are seated.
And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove."
Akazvipa mumaoko avaranda vake, boka rimwe nerimwe riri roga. Akati kuvaranda vake, "Yambukai pamberi pangu, musiye runhambo pakati peboka rimwe nerimwe."
And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Who art thou? And whither goest thou? And whose are these before thee?"
Akarayira wokutanga akati, "Kana Esau mukuru wangu akasangana newe, akakuvhunza achiti, uri munhu waaniko, Unende piko izvi zviri pamberi ipako ndezvani?
Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us.
Uti ndezvo muranda wenyu Jakobo, chipo chakatumirwa ishe wangu Esau. Tarirai na iye uri pamashure peduwo.
And he commanded so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the droves, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him.
Akarairavo wechipiri no wechitatu na vose vakanga vachitevera mapoka. Akati, kana mukawana Esau mutaure kwaari muchidaro.
And say ye, moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me. And afterward, I will see his face. Peradventure, he will accept of me.
Muti, tarirai na iye muranda wenyu Jakobo, uri mashure medu. Nokuti wakati, ndichambo munyara zane chipo, chandino tunga mirira, ndigoti, ndoona chiso chake zvimwe uchandigamuchira.
So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company.
Naizvozvo chipo chakayambutswa pamberi pake, asi iye amene wakavata usiku uho pakati peungano.
And he rose up that night and he took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok.
Zvino wakamuka usiku huo akatora vakadzi vake vaviri navarandakadzi vake vaviri navana vake vanogumi nomumwe akayambuka pazambuko re.
And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had.
Akavatora akavayambutsa parukova akayambutsavo zvakanga anazvo.
And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
Asi Jacobo wakasara ari oga, mumwe murume akaita mitsimbana naye kusvikira utonga uchitsvuka.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngaarombedzwe.
Ishe varopafadze kuringo kweshoko rao.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his
word. Tichango goerana tuma quotation bichana, then we can go home.
We will share a few quotations to katende edukumba.
We want to talk centering on the scriptures that we have read.
Dr. Achi zembera pamagwaro ataverenga.
We want to talk about to walk with God is to walk alone.
Takutara pamusoro penyaya yekuti kufamba naMwari kufamba uri woga.
To walk with God is to walk alone.
Kufamba naMwari kufamba uri woga.
God calls us as individuals.
Mwari anotidana sedunga munhu.
But we can worship him as a church.
Asitogona kuvanamata sekereke.
But we came and we come as individuals.
Asitakauya uye tinouya sedunga munhu.
And we have to meet him as individuals. Normally, as human beings, you know, we derive comfort in numbers. We feel secure if we are with others. Remember, when you were born, you were born alone. When you die, most likely you die alone. But between birth and death, you may associate with others. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God knows you as you are. He knows when he started with you. He knows when he will finish with you on this journey, on this earth. So he knows everything about us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The scriptures that we have read is demonstrating to us how for Jacob to meet God,
kuti Jacobo asangane na Mwari.
God had to make sure
Mwari waifutwane chokwadi.
Everything that was giving him comfort
chokuti zvose zvaimunyara
was removed from him.
Zvakanga zvabviswa paari.
So that God would then meet with him.
Kuti Mwari vazosangana naye.
And also God, if he is to meet with you,
uye kana Mwari vachasangana newe,
you may be having a lot of wealth around yourself. A lot of camels, a lot of goats, a lot of cows, a lot of everything. That does not mean anything before God. And before He can meet you, He can choose to remove all that from you so that He can meet with you directly. Without your sheep, without your cows, without your anything, so that He can meet with you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't meet God when you are still covered with those things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He thought, you know, you can see the strategy that He was employing here. You know, he was even, you know, it was a real, I don't know how to call it, war strategy or whatever, I don't know how you, you know. The way He was structuring, you know, his wealth around Him and placing Himself strategically also for Him to meet with His brother. You know, and you can see how He was, you know, He was arranging His wealth, you know, and offering it depending on its value to Him.
Oh yes. Angaru nyatsokuronga pfuma yake.
The things which did not matter much for Him, those are the things He offered first. The things which mattered a lot. And of course, He was the most important person Himself. You know, but you can see just before Him, it was His wife. After Him, the children. Then the camels and the goats and everything. And He was arranging them so systematically. And He thought that would appease His brother. We also do that. We think, you know, we can make strategies so that we can meet our God. Peradventure, God can be merciful upon me because of my children. God may be merciful upon me because I have this house. But God does not look at that. He waits until you are alone. And when you are alone, then He comes to face you when you are alone. Brother Branham says, in souls that are in prison. Paragraph 80. And then what a difference it was from the vision I had here not long ago. Of being in glory with the people, the contrast. But in this, I was falling. Finally, I screamed. I screamed for my daddy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many a times we think, you know, because you feel comfortable because your father is there. You feel comfortable because your wife is there. Because your children are there. When He was falling, this is that vision when he went to the pits of hell. And when He was falling, He was by Himself. But throughout life, the course of life, He had associated with many people. He was a big somebody. But now here, He was going to meet God. Now He was falling. And He said, I screamed for my dad. And there was no dad there. Because being just a kid, that's what I would do. I screamed for my daddy. And my daddy wasn't there. And I screamed for my mother. Somebody catch me. There was no mother there. I was just going. And I screamed then to God. And there was no God there. There was nothing there. Praise the Lord. And He was by Himself. You know, most prayers when that are answered, you know, you have to be in a very desperate situation.
Unofanango uri muchinano chekunyatso kuperera.
And when you are desperate,
zvino kana waperera,
you don't think.
Haufungi.
When you pray desperately,
you
speak from the heart.
You
don't speak from your mind.
If
you are not
desperate,
you calculate
what
you want
to say.
You know, even arrange your words very well. But when you are desperate, you don't think.
You
speak from your heart. And that is what gives the results.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Jehovah Jireh.
Now, paragraph
27:08-10. Now, Abraham started off. He had trouble as long as his daddy was with him. So what was actually preventing him from meeting God? It was his father. So our associations more than often stand in our way. They deprive us or prevent us from meeting face to face with God. Then he took his nephew. And as long as Lot was alone, there was trouble. God said, separate yourself. Walk alone with him. That's the only way God wants you to do. Separate yourself from all unbelief and walk alone with God. God deals not with organizations, not with denominations. He deals with individuals in that organization or denomination or in that church or in this church. He deals with individuals. Walk alone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
From that time, E30, paragraph 30. No man has a right to preach the gospel. No person has the right to call themselves a Christian until they can go back to a certain time in their life where they could come on that sacred sense at the backside of the desert. Sacred sense. Where they know that they have met God. But if a man, further down, if a man ever stood on that sacred sands at the backside of the desert, when he meets God, face to face, there is not enough devils in all hell could take that away from him. If you meet God face to face, there are no devils in hell that can take that away from you. Because just looking at him means much more to you. When Brother Branham saw the vision of Jesus Christ,
he said,
just looking at his face, it was a face which you could see. He could just speak and the world will disappear. Just looking at the face. And when you look at him face to face, no devil, no trouble, no trial, no temptation will cause you to backslide. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knows he met God. He knows he had an experience. He talked to God. Regardless of what the opposition is, he can say, From that time, something changed in me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The reason we are here, we want to meet God. The reason we are here, we want each and every one of us. We want to go to heaven. We want to meet Jesus and go to heaven. And we don't want to leave anyone behind. Praise God. Our children, we go with them. But they go as individuals. They also need to see him. And we wanted to encourage them so that they can also meet Jesus, so that we can go together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go tell. Spoken word, go tell. Paragraph 158. And there he stood, talking to me. And he said, but you walk with the two men. You walk with the two men. He said, to walk with me, you will walk alone. To walk with me, you walk alone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hearing, receiving, and acting on the word of God. Paragraph 15. My, sometimes it means walk alone. But if you really are sincere and you really receive the birthright, you don't care to walk alone. You don't care to walk alone. If the neighbors won't invite you anymore over to dinner, if nobody will have anything to do with you, what difference does it make to you? But we get so much affected by what others say to us. But the prophet is being told, you walk with me. Don't mind what they are saying about you. You walk with me. When the prophet was out there in Ziti Sabino Canyon, God told him, would you want to walk with me? And he said, that would be a great, you know, a pleasure for me to walk with you. And as he was walking, he was not seeing anybody. But he knew very well, I am not alone. He knew very well, as I am walking now, he is somewhere. He is near me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when you walk with God, you know very well, you are not alone. He is with you. Everywhere he is with you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As long as you have got the birthright, that's the main achievement in your life. As long as I am bond of the Holy Spirit, what difference does it make? Long as I am on my road to heaven, what difference does it make? What did the people say? As long as we are walking in the Spirit, and all that's bond of the Spirit of God are led by the Spirit of God. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Always walking in the beautiful light of holiness, cleanliness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The unconditional covenant. Paragraph 31. Now notice, when God calls a man, now look, not because he was better than somebody else, but because God called him. Now, this is for Christians. Notice. Then after God called him, he says, the first thing I want you to do is separate yourself. That's what God does today. Separation. Most of the churches, when they are calling their new pastor over in the Baptist church, we used to see that. The people say, oh, that old preacher, he's an old 4G. He tries to tell us this. We want a young fellow who's a good mixer. God don't want mixers. God wants separators. Separate yourself. That's right. God always calls for separation. Said, separate yourself from your kindred, from your peoples, separate from your associates, separate from your habits, separate from everything, and come out and stand alone for God. Amen.
Amen.
That's where the first man was called by election. That's where the last man has been called to do the same thing. Separate yourself from your associates, the things of the world. Come out from among them. He is separate, he said. Then I will bless you. If you want a blessing, separate yourself from the things of the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Abraham. Spoken word knows Abraham. 56:12-08.
Spoken in quote Abraham.
Paragraph 33.
First
thing,
Choktanga.
His dad gave him a lot of trouble. Then his father died. And then instead of separating himself, he took a big bunch along with him. That's about the way we do. You know what I mean?
All
right, I won't have to speak that. Because I believe you quote that, all right? Next thing what taken place, there was Lot. When God said, separate yourself from everybody. The walk with Christ is an individual walk. You walk, you stand alone with you and God alone. Not you and the pastor. You and God alone. Not you and the deacon. Sometimes you and your wife. You and your husband. But you and God alone. You stand alone on your conviction. Salvation is not a church affair. It's an individual affair. Church is a gathering. Church is a gathering. A gathering place where we come in one common ground and worship God. But salvation isn't because you have joined the church. It's not because you are here. It's because you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as your personal savior. And then you have to do more than that now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To walk with God is to walk alone. And the people who say things, they will discourage you. But if you know whom you are walking with,
you close your ears.
They can say,
Amen.
Amen. You don't mind.
You are not the first one. Who...
Praise the Lord.
Yes. They've gossiped about so many people, and those people. So they will say things about you. It will come.
But you must know whom you are worshiping. You stand with God, and to walk with God is not to walk with your friend. It's to walk alone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God keeps his word. Paragraph 37. Any of them, you search through the scriptures and search through the history and find out Martin Luther, John Wesley,
Calvin, Knox,
Finney,
Sankey,
whoever it might be. Just look at them. How they come out from among them things and stood alone upon their conviction. God's servants. And sometimes, even in your own family, you have to stand alone. In your own family, you will have to stand alone. Because we are not saved as families. Israel may be saved as families. We are saved as individuals. From our respective families, God fishes out individuals. Even in your own family, you have to stand alone. Sometimes your mama and papa will disagree with you. Sometimes auntie and uncle, sometimes your lodge members will disagree with you. If God's word, you are standing on that. Stay if you stand alone on God's word. For every man that ever amounted to a hill of beans stood on God's word with his testimony. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
to
Lord.
Walk with God
kufamba na mari
is to walk alone.
Kufamba uri woga.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My new minister.
Paragraph 29.
I would get up of a morning to go out to the woods real early around 4 o'clock to squirrel hunt. And my wife even said to me, she said, Billy, don't you never get tired of going hunting? Don't you never get tired of going hunting? See, the battle is won alone. My wife doesn't understand it. I don't understand it. But it's a fight. You have to stand alone. Nobody can stand with you. There's just room for you and Jesus. There's just room for you and Jesus. Jesus and your brother. Not you, Jesus and your wife. Not you, Jesus and your child. You and Jesus alone. Your child and Jesus alone. Your husband and Jesus alone. Your neighbor and Jesus alone. You and Jesus alone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Faith.
Kuten.
Paragraph 44. You know. When you go to choose your pastor,
I came across this and the Spirit led me to say this.
You know, when you go to choose your pastor, usually the people choosing their pastor, they wanted to choose a good mixer. Oh, we want a fellow that's sociable, that can do this and do that. God don't call that kind of a man. God calls for separators. Separate. Come out from among them. Separate yourself. You take a lot of times people choosing their pastor. I know you do it here. Done it in America. They got a lot of Hollywood evangelism. Little sissified boys that's ashamed to say what the truth is. And a lot of pastors are afraid of to tell people where they are standing on account of their meal ticket. Who's gonna worry?
You are in big churches.
When
we are out there,
I was so kawanda, you see.
There are not too many.
Yeah. Saka, $5.
All right. You don't receive many tithes because you have few church members out there. So you know this one is the one coming with the $5 note.
So you have to really mind what you say. If you are a mixer, you have to really mind what you say now. Because you know, brother Branham,
this is the prophet.
That's a meal ticket.
Anzi Numbu.
And the munu. Wacho ane meal ticket.
So the one with the meal ticket knows that you want to eat.
Yeah. Saka aninga ruto ziwa opa akamira.
So this person also knows where he's standing.
But shoko rikutaura kuti, we don't want to sissify the preachers.
But the word is saying atidi vapari dzive mangaman.
Meal or no meal.
Kuwana che gumi kana kusachiwana.
Chokwadi chokwadi.
The truth is the truth.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Kana church ichifana kuti vanhu vaparare because of the word of God.
If the church will cause people to be destroyed because
I think it should.
Zvinofana kungoda.
Pane kuti ibatane nezvisiri.
Rather than uniting people on something that is not the word of God.
Praise the Lord. So you preach
the
truth. You preach the word of God. And what is the word?
We
will remain there.
What
is not the word?
We
will go away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are welcome to Christ.
Paragraph
292. That's what is standing between you and him. There is a whole lot of imposters standing between you and him.
There
is a whole lot would keep you away from him.
There
is a whole lot would tell you it was crazy. They are still standing between you and Jesus. But he said, come. Hallelujah. Come.
Hallelujah.
Brother, you know what she done. She tucked that alabaster box under her arm. And she started knocking one way and one the other. She just elbowed her way through the crowd. Till she got to Jesus. Now here she stands. She's standing before Jesus. The only place that she can ever find rest for her soul. She's helpless. She falls down. She falls on the ground. She starts booing and crying. The tears are running down her cheeks. Oh, she is so guilty and she is so sad to see that him sitting there in dirty feet at the banquet and dirty feet and she crying. And the first thing you know, she gets beside herself. She don't know what she's doing. God help us to get beside ourselves once in a while in order to get to Jesus, to get saved. Brother, I remember when I come to him, I got beside myself. I didn't care who was around. I cried. I shouted. I praised the Lord. I didn't care who said anything. I was beside myself. God help us to push aside these old dirty, old dry creeds and denominations, so we can get to Jesus and get saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be not afraid, paragraph 21. Remember, you are sailing in one little boat. Shidiki. And there is nobody can get in there with you but you and Jesus. You and Jesus.
You and Jesus.
So don't worry about the others. You must just secure your own place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Queen of Sheba, paragraph 35. Listen, friends. You might think you are all right now. But in the presence of that light, it will be different. It will certainly be different. You might be a good church member. You might dress good. You might help the poor. That might be all right. But oh, in the presence of that light, the white throne judgment. He says, here some time ago, the church in this condition, paragraph 116, says, here some time ago, about 100 years ago, there was a great Christian lived in the southwest United States. His name was Daniel Kerr, a wonderful man, a godly man, a sainted man, a real Christian, a man that everybody thought so much of, such a wonderful person. And the story goes that when that he died or went into a trance, and he said as he went up to heaven, Of course, when he died. And when he got to the pearly
gates,
the caretaker came to it to the door. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the evangelist." Daniel Carey. You know, sometimes you think everyone knows who you are. I am the deacon. Because you think everyone knows about you. I am the something. Because you think everyone knows about you. I am the evangelist. It's as if he's the only evangelist. I am the evangelist. I've won thousands of souls to Christ. I want to come in this morning. My life journey is ended on earth. I have no place to go now. That's the way it is coming to you some morning.
Sinner?
That's the way it's coming to you. Backslider. That's the way it's coming to you. That is grieved the Holy Spirit away from them. Not be gentle and tender anymore. You haven't cried for years. You haven't blushed for I don't know when. Well, this is one which boy blush.
You know,
I believe we blush. You just have to get another type of eyes to see it. It's hidden in our skin. I believe a human being, I need a blush. You haven't cried for years. You haven't blushed for I don't know when. And all modesty is gone from you.
Sure.
But it's going to come to your door one of these mornings. And as the gentle Holy Spirit comes and knocks, why don't you just let him in? That time is coming to each and every one of us. If the Lord tarries,
we
will go one by one. So when Daniel Carey came there to the gate, they went in, said, "We will see if you got your name here." They looked all around. They couldn't find any name. See, no, there's no Daniel Carey here. There was no wife. He didn't have a wife that time. Ipapa. He did not have his children here. He did not have his friends here. He did not have his associates here. It was him and God now. It was him preparing to meet the Savior alone. He had done many things on the earth. No doubt, if you would have gone on the earth, everyone would have stood for him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
People would have hooted cars and everything that Daniel is here. But he was preparing to meet the Savior now. And he was alone. Time of reckoning. And these people at the gate, they were not.
The people, the gate takers at the gate had no favor. They were just
Daniel Carey was actually surprised that they did not know him.
Daniel Carey got to shame with members of the gate that didn't see it.
That is heaven. I was going heaven. How can you fail to know me?
Is this not heaven? Say,
I am the evangelist.
Dini muvangiri.
I am the song leader.
Dini muimbisenziyo.
Didn't you name my special?
I'm the one who sings special songs.
And you are saying you don't know me.
Asimuruta amundi zive.
Saka munu ziwani.
So who do you know if you don't know me?
They looked all around. They couldn't find any name. said, no, there is no Daniel Kiri here. Oh, is it? Surely. Said, I am an evangelist. I won souls to Christ. I have tried to do the thing that is right. The caretaker said, sorry.
I am
sorry to tell you. But there is no Daniel Kiri here. Said, I will tell you what you might do. We have no rights here to take your case. He said, but do you want to appeal your case? You can appeal it to the white throne judgment. If you want to. But he said, we have no mercy here for you at all. Because we don't have you here. There is no mercy for you here. Said, do you want to appeal your case? He said, yes, what more can I do but appeal my case? He said, well then, you can go at the white throne judgment and appeal your case there. Daniel Kiri said that he felt himself going through the space for about an hour. He said he came into a place, it got lighter. He said the further he went, the lighter it got. It was 100 times, thousands of times brighter than the sun ever shines. And said he was trembling. Trembling. And said when he got into that light, he heard a voice say, was you perfect on earth? Just come out of a light.
The voice came out of the light.
He said, no, I wasn't perfect. Got trembling.
He
said, did you always play honest with everybody?
All
those
who were talking about him,
was his wife here? Was his children here? Were his associates here? They were not here. To walk with God is to walk alone. When Jacob, after he had sent everything,
up until his wife said,
and he was
alone now.
You know, my servants,
he first told the servants
that
when you meet my brother
Esau, brother,
tell him that the brother is coming.
Right.
Then he told the ones at the second place. When you meet Isa,
no, you just try to speak right, you see. No, our precious brother. No, he's coming. You know, he owns all these goats. He owns all these cows. He owns all these. And the Iyangasipo.
He was not there.
He was depending on what others were going to say about him. And that did not make any...
It did not help him in any
it
way.
It did not help his case before Esau. But you know,
and then he said, no, let the children go. If you meet him, he is your uncle. And say, uncle, how do you do, uncle? Uncle Isa.
Because
uncle.
He thought could, when they do that, it will lighten his case. He can then see his brother face to face.
The
children went.
And they came back and said, we met uncle.
But
when we saw uncle,
we had press up. We had to go
exercising and doing press ups.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What do again?
There, his wives went.
You know, you say good things about me. Please,
tell you, uncle, I'm a very good person and generous.
No,
and say and do everything that you may know that you know these.
Did it help? Did it help? It did not help.
As you know,
to walk with Jesus is to walk alone. time had to come. And the Bible says that when he was left alone.
And the Bible actually said, "Zvino panga sarare oga."
Mombe dzaenda.
The cows had went.
Mudzi dzaenda.
And the goats
had gone. Dzaenda.
The sheep had gone.
Maservants dzaenda.
The servants had
gone.
The children had gone. Dzaenda. Wives had gone.
It did not help.
Azvina kubatsira.
Anga sara one.
And he was left alone.
And when he was by himself,
Zino panga asara ega,
then the angel of the Lord,
Zino mutumwa wa Jehova,
uvanyasa kuti facha mai.
And he came at that time.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To walk with Jesus,
kufamba na Jesu,
is to walk alone.
Kufamba wega.
Daniel Kerry.
Daniel Kerry.
When he got in the presence of this light,
Zino paka pinda mupo wechedza ichi.
Apa anga kuno sangana, anga kuno apila kuna Mwari himself.
He was about to appeal to God.
He was going
himself.
To meet God himself.
Aito sangana na Mwari iye pachake.
Ndosaka zvakanzi, when you meet him face to face.
Pa uno sangana na ichiso nechiso.
You know everything changes. You will not even backslide.
Jesus zvinoshanduka auto.
Because to meet with him it means a lot.
Nekuti kusangana naye zvinoreva zvizhinji zvinokosha.
Because when you are going, you know, I just want to go and see there are 1,000 years ndakangotarisa zvangu kudai.
No. Ndakangogara makore ane churu ndakangotarisa zvangu.
Kungogara ndakavatarisa 1,000 years.
Makore ane churu ndakangotarisa zvangu.
Said. Did you always play honest with everybody?
Anzi, zvese zvaita nevanhu vaita nemoyo chenere.
Said, no.
Ndobati, ah, kwete.
Said, a few things come to my mind.
Anzi, apane zvishoma zviri.
That I wasn't just exactly honest about.
Kuti handina kunyatso kutendeka pane dzimwe nyaya.
I guess I wasn't honest.
Handofunga kuti apa pandayazotendeka.
Did you tell the truth in every case of your life? In your life?
Chokwadere muupenyu hwako wese pane zvinhu zvese.
Said, no.
Ndobati, quit.
I remembered some things.
Ndakabva ndarangarira zvimwe zvinhu zvandakaita.
I have told.
Zvandakataura.
That wasn't shady.
Zvanga zvisina kunyatso kujeka.
I never was truthful, just exactly.
Handina ku
said, then, did you ever take anything that did not belong to you? Anything. Money. Anything else that didn't belong to you? And this is what I mean.
I'm not asking you.
I'm
just reading what was asked to Daniel Kerry. But maybe you may help yourself if you answer this question.
Did you ever take anything that did not belong to you? Anything? Money?
Mari?
Anything else that didn't belong to you? Did you tell the truth always?
Why katawa chokadi nguva dzese here?
Ukaona wabvunzwa mvunzo wakadaro ubva kuda kutanga kuti actually utoziva kuti you are guilty.
When someone asks you this type of question and you start by trying to explain yourself actually, then you are guilty.
If it is right unongoti yes.
Kana chiri chokadi unongopindira nemurume mumwe bongo kana kwete.
So said he thought on earth he was pretty good.
Zvino ari panyika aifunga kuti handiri munhu akanaka ini.
But he was condemned.
Asi akapomereka.
No, said no, I've took things that didn't belong to me.
Ndobatanga kufunga kuti ndakambotora zvinhu zvisiri zvangu.
He said, then you wasn't perfect.
Zvikanzi asaka wanga usina kukwana zvino.
Said no.
Ndobata akwete.
I wasn't perfect.
Ndarisina kukwaniswa.
You know, apa pabva kugedhi kuya.
When he was at the gate,
he was really feeling, I'm the evangelist.
I am
the evangelist. You know, and Dofunga Pawanga said, what that is, you know, I'm going to go, yes.
I think before they looked at his name, he was
the evangelist.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Also, Tanga Guza, I just go and sit there.
When he was told, we cannot see your name.
Otanga kufunga kuti waita mistake. And
then he was shown the paper and his name was not there.
Then he came to himself. Said he was looking any minute for the blast to come. From that great light where the dove rested. Condemned. Said, just then he heard the voice behind him. That was just sweeter than any mother's voice he has ever heard. Said, he turned to look. And the sweetest face he had ever saw, sweeter than any mother's face, was standing before him and said, he said, Father, Daniel Kerry stood for me down on earth. Is it true? He wasn't perfect. But he stood for me. He stood for me on earth. Now I'm going to stand for him in heaven. Take all his sin and put them on my account. Who is going to stand for you that day, brother? If you grieve him away from you today, I just can't preach anymore. He said, let's bow our heads. To walk with Christ is to walk alone. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Paragraph 18. In this time, Jesus had done great things in these early days. In his early ministry, he was misunderstood as most everyone. Don't
be disturbed if people misunderstand.
Did you ever come to think of it? That most men who ever do anything great for the kingdom of God stand alone. Did you ever think of it? You have to stand by yourself. Jesus stood alone. And all down through the ages, other men who stood alone,
Philip,
Sankey, and Calvin, Knox, even to Abraham,
Lincoln.
That's right. He stood alone. Men who do great things. Men of vision. Men of spiritual understanding. Stand alone. And I think that's because that Jesus had to stand alone himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Perseverance. Paragraph 94. A real Christian fights for his position. He has to stand alone. Him and God. And he fights every inch of ground. So you don't have to baby them around. Proof of his resurrection. Paragraph 71.
And
if we had to stand it alone, stand it. For it's God's word. Every man that ever got anywhere had to stand alone on his convictions only. That's not in a partnership. There's only one who will walk it with you. And that's him who made the statement. The Lord Jesus. He is the one that will trod the valley with you. He will walk through every briar patch and climb every mountain by your side. Yoke yourself up with him. For my yoke is light and my burden is easy. Don't be yoked up with the things of the world. Don't be yoked up with indifferent societies and organizations. Yoke yourself singly with the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you can do it. Believe and see the resurrection. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To walk with God is to walk alone.
May the Lord of heaven bless you. Praise God.
Let's turn on our feet. Coming home, coming.